morning. Welcome back to the book broadcast. Appreciate you taking time out to tune us in today. Hope it can be a blessing and a help to your heart this morning. Good to be saved on this day. Grateful for the blessings of God and for the Word of God that we have to go to as His children. Access to God saying to this generation, to every generation, and His Word is relevant to every generation. He's not out of touch. He's God. He knows the past from the present, the future, and He works accordingly. He's God this morning. Good to be here, and I hope you're getting ready now to go to church this morning, be in the house of God today. And I believe if you go that you will find something that you need in that place. And go to a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. And I invite you to come be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church where we're members. I'd love to have you come today, Sunday school at 10, worship at 10:45, 5 o'clock for the evening service, 7 on Wednesday prayer meeting. And so we invite you to come be with us throughout the day. And we'd love to see you in the house of God. Get on up, get ready this morning. You got plenty of time getting Sunday school. You get to work at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock. And surely you can get in Sunday school at 10 o'clock. Amen. And so you find your place this morning in the house of God throughout the day. If you're not a Christian, I thank you for listening. I appreciate you taking time to just listen to what the Lord's got to say. Hope we can be a help to you, encouragement to you to turn your heart to the Lord and be saved before it's too late. I want to send it out to our shut-ins, those that's not able to get out to be in the house of God this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today, be an uplift to you, and that God will just comfort you and help you and answer your prayers according to your needs today and according to His will. Praying for those that need help. We've got several folk in church I need to be praying for. Remember them in prayer this morning. It's not able to come to the house of God. And so we're going to go to the Lord in prayer now and pray for our nation. Our nation needs the Lord. I tell you, we've turned far away from God as a nation this morning. All nations shall be turned into hell to forget God. I tell you, we're on that pathway this morning. Our descendants are not going to hear what we're hearing today if it keeps going like it is. The only hope we've got, the Lord's coming. That's what we're going to be preaching on today. Waiting on the change. Amen. The change is going to come one of these days. Fathers, we bow in your presence this morning. Grateful to you for the blessings you've given us, for the grace you've shown to us today. We thank you for this privilege, open door to preach the Word of God, to help those that may be listening this morning. I pray, God, that you'd bless every need, each request. Those, Lord, that are hurting today, that needs help, I pray, extend your mercy and grace unto them and give grace where it's needed. Lord, I thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus. Thank you for redeeming us and reaching down in the muck and the mire of sin that we're in and picking us up and putting our feet on solid rock, establishing our going. And thank you for your blessing. Have your will and way throughout this day. We'll be careful to give you honor and praise and glory for everything you do in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right. We want to, of course, pray for your needs today, and the Lord will just help you. Hope we have songs to be a blessing to you today. You listen now as they sing.
With fright.
He's the master. He's the one that we have to look to for our everyday life and for salvation. Thank God for that this morning. Hope you enjoyed that. Have another one now. And I'm glad Jesus paid my debt. Amen.
Grace.
Amen. Well, I'm glad I love him this morning. But I tell you, most of all, I'm glad he loves me. I thank God for redemption through the Lord Jesus today. In Job chapter 14 and verse 14 this morning, and we're going to just read one verse and talk to you a few minutes, continue a thought about waiting on the change. We're waiting on the Lord to come. Job said, "If a man die, shall he live again?" Ask the question. Said, "All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come." He's coming to change us. Amen. And so I want to continue that thought today on the change. Waiting on the change. Now, it's going to be a real change for us today when the Lord comes back. And the Bible said he tells us what to do. He said, looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm glad he's coming, and I'm looking for him. And when he comes, we're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And so that's going to take place one day. It's a reality. It's not a theory. It's not a fable. It's not a story. It's a reality. The Lord is coming back to change us, and we're going home to be with him. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 this morning, the Bible tells us here, but some man will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Thou fool, thou knowest that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die, and that which thou sowest, that sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, if made change of wheat or offense some of the grain. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there's one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds, and there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. Now, there's going to come a change of the body. The Bible said it is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. As it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy, that the second man is the Lord from heaven. As the earthy, such are also that are earthy, and that is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. As we have borne the image of the earthly, so we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither the corrupt inherit incorruption. So the body is going to be changed. I'm glad there's coming a change for this vile body that we're living in today. Paul spoke about the body that he was living in. Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" Paul desired to have the new body that the Lord is going to give every saint of God when this life is over. There is a spiritual body, and there's a natural body. We've got the natural body today. As we know, it's subject to sin, subject to pain, subject to corruption. We're living in that body today. But one day, it's going to be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And the dead are going to be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. There's going to come a change of the body one day. Aren't you glad of that this morning? The body's going to be changed. We're not to live any longer with pain and suffering, with disappointment and fears and all these things that we face as individuals today because of the fall of sin that was in our lives, and we lost our place, and Adam and Eve sold us out in the Garden of Eden, and that we fell from that state. But I'm glad, thank God, there came a Redeemer, and his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that loved us and gave himself for us, and that he might redeem us from our sins in his own blood. And Jesus paid the sin debt that we owed to God because of our sins, and we couldn't pay it. We could not. Yeah, God gave the law. No man could keep it, but it was to bring us unto Christ. And in the law, there was no redemption. In the law, there was no peace. There's only a knowledge of sin. And oh, that's what Paul had in his life. And Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." He had a knowledge of sin. He knew what it was to sin. Paul said, "When I would do good, evil is present with me." And so we're going to be delivered from this body, get a new body, just like the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's going to be a change of body one of these days. He's going to change our vile body. That's what he calls it. That's what we call it. It's a vile body. And this body we have today, and brother, is slowly going back to the dust from whence it came. But thank God, one day that the change is going to take place. Jesus is coming. Don't give up on that hope this morning. Don't you give up, because they said, "But I've heard that all my life." Yeah, we've heard it all of our life, and we're hearing it today. He's still going to come. He's not going to be late. He's not going to tarry, but he's going to come just exactly when the Lord God of heaven has said, "Son, go get your bride. Go get your bride." We're going to be raptured out and going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and we shall be raised incorruptible, undefiled, and going to heaven with him with a new body. Thank God. There's a natural body. There is a spiritual body. And so there's a reality of the change, and going to be a change take place in this old body this morning. Thank God. I'm glad we're going to get to lay it down one day after a while, when the Lord shall come. Brother, God had it perfect when he made the heavens and the earth, and he had it perfect here at the Garden of Eden, man in the garden without any sin, and brother, without any knowledge of sin. But then God gave a commandment, and when God gave the commandment, man failed to obey that commandment and fell from the state. And when the Bible said the wages of sin is death, and man died a spiritual death that day, and it was destined to die a natural death because of the sin that was committed. Oh, my friend, listen, there's going to come a change one day. You put up with that old body you're living in today, but the change is coming. Amen. There's going to be a change not only of the body, there's going to be a change of residence. Amen. The Lord's coming back, and we're going to be changed. Our residence is going to change. Amen. Well, the Bible, Jesus made it clear about that. I mean, he didn't leave us in the dark. He told us exactly what was going to take place in John chapter 14. And the Bible said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Oh, he said, "You've got a troubled heart this morning. Don't let your heart be troubled." He said, "You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." We're going to change residence one of these days. And this, listen, what we're living in down here, like a chicken coop to where we're going. I thank God we're going to change residence. My home is in heaven, from whence I look for the Savior. Our conversation is there, praise God. And there's going to be a change of residence one of these days. We're leaving here and going there. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And that's where we're going one of these days. Aren't you glad there's a reality? I thank God for a change of residence, a change of body. Amen. A change of residence. And that, thank God, that's where we're going one day. And then my Father's house are many mansions, and he's preparing a place for us. Now, oh, listen, God made the earth in 6 days, and all that you see, that Jesus has been preparing a place for over 2,000 years, and it must be a tremendous place he's preparing for us. It's going to be just exactly like we would want, just exactly like he would have us to have. It's going to be the best marriage we've ever seen take place. You're going to be a part of that. The bridegroom is going to be Jesus. The bride's going to be the church. And thank God that the guest is going to be Israel. Amen. I'm telling you, that brother, one of these days it's going to be at reality that we're going to change places and go home to be with the Lord. And that's going to be a glorious day this morning. After you're saved today, you know your sins are under the blood. Have you been born again? You've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm not asking you if you're a church member. You join the church and die and go to hell, but you've got to have a change in your heart. That Jesus Christ, brother, died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And men are living under their privileges. You can be saved. You can live for the Lord victoriously the rest of your life and enjoy the blessings of God if you just get born again. Jesus said, you must be born again. The only way you're going to face this and go home to be with the Lord is to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. God condemned men to die because of sin and sent his own son to pay their sin debt on Calvary. And brother, by that redemption, we have salvation, and that gives us a home in heaven. And so there's going to be a change take place. Amen. Are you ready for the change this morning? I tell you, it's going to take place one of these days. You say, well, how do you know, preacher? Because Jesus said, if I go away, I will come again, receive you unto myself, and that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way, you know, I tell you, it's away. His name is Jesus this morning, and he's coming back to get those that are redeemed by the grace of God. The only way you're leaving here with a new body and a new residence, and brothers, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, it's a place called hell, and it's a reality for every unbeliever. For the devil and his angels are there, and men that are lost is going to be there. And God didn't make that for man. He made it for the devil and his angels. And because you followed Satan, and you're going there in that place. And that's a reality, my friend, waiting on the change. I'm waiting till the Lord comes. He may come today, friend. If you don't come today, I'm looking for him tomorrow. That waiting on my change. Thank God we're going to be home. A change of residence. Thank God, a change of a body. And that new body, just like the Lord Jesus said. If you're not right with him, get right with God today. God help you is our prayer on the next Sunday at this same time. Amen.